Mexico's President Obrador offers deal to Joe Biden, work visas for border security. By Neil Monroe on April 20, 2021. Mexico's president is offering to curb Central American migration if President Joe Biden lets more Mexicans take U.S. jobs needed by Americans, according to Bloomberg News. The site reported Mexico's offer on Sunday. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said that he would propose the plan to U.S. President Joe Biden at a summit on climate change on Thursday. He said the plan could create more than a million jobs and that participants in the reforestation program should be given a chance to obtain U.S. work visas and, eventually, even U.S. citizenship. This would allow us to order the flow of migration, which overflowed in March, López Obrador said in a video posted on Sunday from his ranch in the southern state of Chiapas. This is the way to strengthen productive commercial and economic activities of North America, he said. If we don't unite in the Americas, Asia will outpace us. As a fossil fuel nationalist, AMLO, Obrador has so little to offer on climate at this week's Earth Day summit, said a tweet from José Díaz Briceño, the editor of Mexico Today. He opted to change topic and is now expected to present Biden with a migration deal for Central Americans to gain access to U.S. citizenship in exchange for tree planting. Many Mexicans use the H-2A and H-2B visa programs to take agriculture sector and manual labor jobs in the United States, including the forestry jobs sought by young Americans in rural towns. Many Mexicans also use the L-1 and TN visa programs to take white-collar jobs from American graduates, who are already losing careers to Fortune 500's resident foreign workforce of roughly 1.5 million white-collar visa workers. Mexico has been trying to extract some advantage from Biden's political predicament. Biden's progressive base is pressuring him to adopt very unpopular mass migration into Americans' jobs, housing, and schools. So far, Biden has zigzagged between his open borders base and the increasingly worried American public, while his deputies talk about possible diplomatic deals with countries in the region. If you look at the region from different points of view, but especially demographics and economics, it is clear the flows are going to be constant and growing in coming years, said Mexico's Foreign Secretary Marcelo Ebrard, according to an Associated Press April 8 report. The United States will have to allocate $2 billion per year for development in these countries, in Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, said Ebrard, who is involved in the slow-motion negotiations with the White House about the migration surge into the United States. The $2 billion per year is roughly twice as much money as the $1 billion per year that President Joe Biden has suggested the U.S. should spend in Central America. But Biden's prior offer of $1 billion in aid per year is equivalent to just $30.22 per person in Central America, and is only a tiny slice of the economic damage caused by U.S. extraction migration policies to ordinary Americans, Mexicans, and the people in Central America. Also, there is little evidence that Biden will anger his base of left-wing programs to stop migration from Central America. Rob Law, the director of regulatory affairs and policy at the Center for Immigration Studies, told Breitbart News. Many U.S. business groups and donors want to extract migrants from nearby countries because they stimulate the U.S. economy, minimize wage gains by Americans, pump up consumer sales, and boost rental prices. For example, business groups are pushing a bill that would allow wealthy farm owners to import replacement labor via the H-2A visa program. The 2021 inflow under Biden's border welcome is likely to add roughly 1 million people, or about one migrant for every four Americans who turn 18 and begin looking for jobs.